Peace and Growth. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 96, on pages 256 and 257, James Coram wrote, "It is God who enlightens and grants understanding, even as Paul declares concerning the believer's faith, I plant, Apollos irrigates, but God makes it grow up." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9. Also in Colossians 2:19, "Out of whom the entire body, being supplied and united through the assimilation and ligaments, is growing in the growth of God." In some ways, we would certainly like for the growth of God to be different than it is, but then we would also like not to get old and die, not to experience pain and suffering, never to be discouraged or unhappy. In a word, we would like never to have occasion to have any need for patience and endurance. Surely we are unwise in all of this, including in our excessive worries over the fact that both our friends and associates in faith in particular, and we ourselves, just as surely, are not yet nearly as mature in Christ as we ought to be, ideally speaking. Yet, if we are all growing up in the growth of God, and it is God who makes our faith grow up, it being the case that, for everything there is a state of time, and a season for every event under the heavens, Ecclesiastes 3:1, then as to God's purpose, all is well with the world, including in all ways in which the world, considered in itself, is ever so far from well. Let us, then, enter into this truth, and in so doing, enter as well into the peace of God. Philippians 4:7 states, "The peace of God that is superior to every frame of mind, garrisoning your hearts and your apprehensions in Christ Jesus."